Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing my talks today on a flawless chronology, the wonderful ways in which God takes care of His children and times things which seem to us to be disasters and things which to us seem to be absolutely wonderful timing. It's in the disasters that we are tempted to doubt that there is any order at all in the universe. How can a loving God allow the things that happen to happen? In this book called The Mystery of Providence by John Flavel, he says, were these things accidental and contingent? How can it be that they should fall out so immediately upon and consonantly to the prayers of the saints? Well, that's kind of old English, isn't it? If these things are accidental, if they just happen all by themselves, how is it that they seem so often to happen because of the prayers of God's people? In many providences, we are able to discern a very clear answer to our prayers, and we are sure that we have the petitions we asked for. 1 John 5:15 is a proof of that. And in the Old Testament, you remember when the sea divided itself just at the time of Israel's cry to heaven. The Israelites were being pursued by the Egyptians, and the chariots were approaching with the horses, and the people of Israel were helpless, and they reached the sea, and you remember what happened. God divided the sea in half and enabled the Israelites to walk straight through on dry land. And when the chariots of Egypt arrived with the horsemen, what happened? They pursued Israel into the sea, and God sent the water back down so that they were all drowned. Do you remember a story that took place several years ago? There was a family driving in a van in Chicago, I believe it was, and a piece of metal fell off a truck in front of them. And the car hit the piece of metal, although the father had done his best to avoid it. The car burst into flames, and six children died. Their six children. The parents were left childless. It seems like a terrible thing, just the worst imaginable disaster. Do you know what the response of that father and mother was? The Lord knows what He's doing. We're still going to trust Him. I read their lovely testimony. You can think of things which you wish had not happened. We have to trust that God does know exactly what He was doing. And for some reason, He wanted those children in heaven. God takes some of His children early, as a gardener goes into his garden and sometimes plucks the most beautiful rose. That may illustrate the way God picks out the people that He wants to come home to Him. And there are many godly people who live to be in their 90s and maybe their hundreds. God leaves them here because God needs them on earth. He knows exactly what He's doing. And when I think of the providences in my own life and in my parents' lives, wonderful things that they have told me about the ways in which God has provided for them, it's very faith-strengthening. One time in the middle of the Great Depression, my mother was cleaning the guest room. We had had a guest that night, and I don't know how they managed to have guests when we were relatively poor, but they always did. They took very seriously the Bible's admonition to be hospitable. And so they had invited this person, and he had left, and Mother went up to clean the guest room, and she was very tired and very worried about money. And she sat down in the rocking chair and picked up the Bible that was on the table. She opened the Bible and found a $50 bill. A $50 bill back in 1932 or whatever it was, sometime around there, was like $500 to her. She never found out who left that $50 bill in that Bible. It could have been any guest for over the years. It had been a long time since she had picked up that Bible. God has amazing ways of taking care of his children. Some of you have heard me tell the story of my first year as a missionary in the jungle. Coincidences? No. Amazing providences. Forms of suffering which brought me great bewilderment. I was trying to reduce an unwritten language to writing. I was working with a tribe in the western jungle of Ecuador called the Colorados, and this was before I was engaged to Jim Elliot. And in order to reduce a language to writing, you need to have somebody that can come and sit there and talk to you in his language. There will be no interpreter, usually. But in this particular case, I had prayed that God would send me an interpreter, or at least send me someone who would be willing to sit hour after hour and speak to me this language, which for him was the easiest language in the world, and for me was the hardest. And God sent me a wonderful man named Macario. He needed work. He was willing to work at my price. He turned out to be a bilingual speaker of Spanish and Colorado. A wonderful extra, which I had not even thought of asking God for. I had learned Spanish, of course, since it's the national language of Ecuador. I had to learn that first. And Macario and I began to work happily together for several weeks, maybe 6 weeks or 2 months, I've forgotten exactly. And one morning he was murdered. Murdered in cold blood, broad daylight, with six witnesses. What do you think my first question to God was? Why? Why, Lord, would you allow this to happen? What kind of an answer do you think I got from God? He didn't say why. He didn't explain. He simply said, trust me. During that year, Jim Elliot asked me to marry him. That was the most wonderful thing that could ever happen in my life. And I said yes. But he said, I will not marry you until you learn Quechua. And so I had to move from the western jungle of Ecuador, leaving my linguistic work with two English women. Of course, I had had to continue with the work without the help of Macario. It was much more difficult, much slower, much more laborious. But I had made at least a beginning of the groundwork, which I could give to my two English colleagues who had not had linguistic training. I left all those materials with them, moved to the eastern jungle, began studying the Quechua language. One morning I heard my fiancé's voice coming over the shortwave missionary radio network, and he announced that the entire station on which he had been working during that year had just been washed down the river in a flood. Five buildings. What was I tempted to say to God? Why? And God says, trust me. And then, a few weeks later, I received a letter from one of my British colleagues from the Western Jungle telling me that all of my language material had been stolen. Again, that three-letter question. The great question is, what is our response to God's providence, the things which God allows to happen, the things which God actually engineers, because certainly no human being had anything to do with the flood. Human beings had a great deal to do with the murder and the robbery. God permitted all of them. And he says to us, in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. One of my life verses, Isaiah 41:10. My father gave me that verse when I went away to boarding school and I was lonely and homesick, and I hung on to those words. God's timing is perfect. If it hadn't been for the flood on the station where Jim had been working, who knows when we might have been married. We had waited for each other for 5.5 years. Jim had waited for God's green light to ask me to marry him. He had asked me to marry him some months before the flood, but he said, "Bet, I don't think we can get married for 2 or 3 years, maybe even 5 years, unless there is some cataclysmic act of God." The flood was that cataclysmic act of God. We were married very shortly after that, within a few weeks. The last stanza of one of my favorite hymns, How Firm a Foundation, says, "The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake." Trust him. God's timing is flawless. He loves us. He engineers a universe. And he puts us human beings here in order that we might learn to know him, love him, trust him, praise him.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.